There, how you doing?
I am doing pretty good.
Great.
Just collecting my things here. Are you doing?
We're good.
Yeah. Hey, cutie pie.
I haven't heard from Gail. I'm pretty sure she's going to be here. Sometimes she's running a couple minutes late.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to the call from last week. That was really helpful.
Oh, good.
In that, yeah.
Yeah, because we went over the daily jour the journal pages. Yeah. And talked about Helen Chin Liu, I think.
Yes.
The
But also she,
reflexologist.
yeah, and I haven't checked that out yet, but just listening to like what Gail was saying about doing the, was it craft paper craft? That was just that kind of just, I don't know, kind of sparked something in me because I don't think I have anything like that kind of scheduled in my day. So I'm trying to think of what that might be. I do have been recently listening to a lot of music, like stuff that I kind of grew up with. And that puts me in a pretty good state of mind. So I'm wondering if it's not like just a little dance party or, I haven't quite decided yet, but that was helpful to hear that from her. Just to think about like, oh, what could I do like that in the morning? Because I thought about also working out, but I generally don't like to work out first thing in the morning because I'm one of these people that like I'm kind of slow to get going in the mornings. I'm definitely more of a night person. And also I like to shower before bed. Like I don't like to get into bed dirty. If I were to work out in the morning, I would either have to shower twice in one day or go dirty the whole day. And neither of those are like things I really want to do.
Well, it's
So
all
I'm
about
like,
figuring out what works for you.
yeah, exactly. So that's why I was like, okay, so it's not working out. But then when she was talking about the paper craft, I was like, well, maybe it's just like a 15, I'm doing meditation in the morning, like I told you in the journal, obviously, but I'm like, maybe it is just a 15 to 30 minute dance party or something where I throw on some, music and just dance it out. But I don't know. I'm looking, just kind of feeling into that. But I
Yeah.
liked that idea of scheduling something in the morning that would get you into that vibration.
Yeah.
Maybe
Yeah,
it's even
that's
hanging with tempo, playing with tempo, petting tempo, it could be that. Like, but that's not really just for me. So yeah, so I was like, is that, I once I was like on a call or recording something of Esther Hicks, Abraham. And there was a guy on there talking to her, and he said that he started petting his cat when he was thinking about the things he wanted to manifest, and that really got him into the positive vibration. So that always kind of stuck with me too. Like, yeah, because I'm always really happy when I'm an in love vibration when I'm with tempo, So that's what I was thinking, well, maybe that, but I don't know. I'm leaning towards liking the dance party, I think.
Yeah, you don't give it.
Both, right?
Yeah.
I could go back and forth. Hi,
Hey, Gail. It's
I
okay.
was just talking about you. Yes,
How good, I trust.
it was. I was just saying how I listened to the recording, of the call because I couldn't make it last week, and that I was really it was really helpful that you mentioned that doing your paper craft because I was like, oh, I don't really have anything like that in my day. I want to schedule something that's like just for me. So we were just talking about what that might be for me. But yeah, so thank you for that because I definitely thought that was an awesome idea. And I'm like, oh, I need to add something like that into my day.
Before I retired, I would come home and do some crafting, and it was just like this great de-stressing thing. You know, I'd
Oh.
be really focused on whatever I was doing for about an hour, and then it was like, ah.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine too that your job was very stressful. So you probably needed something like that.
It had its moments, yes.
And my job was stressful too, but not for the same reasons. Reasons that were totally stupid when you put them into, like, you know, the grand scheme of things. It's like, who cares if there's more music out? That's not do or die. Like, why were we acting like it was?
Well, there was an awful lot of politics on stuff that didn't matter going on too. So
true, true.
That was usually the stress part.
Right. That's the human part. That's the part that stresses us out. The politics and the BS.
Yeah.
So something that I kind of incorporated in my day, just every time it pops in my head, there's some music that I don't remember how I came across it. Oh, it popped up in my Facebook feed to learn how to play my frame drum as music instead of just a drum, you know, as an accompaniment, like a guitar or something. I didn't know you could do that. And so I took this little course, and of course she wanted you to, you know, become a member of the academy, but you know, I didn't want to do that. But she one of the songs that she was singing was Mother, I Feel You, I think is the name of it. I'll post the link.
Ooh, I think I've heard that song.
It's very catchy. And there's like the verses have two lines and you repeat them twice. And then you go into the hi-ya, 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 ya, hi-ya, hi-ya, ho.
I want to say, Mother, I feel you under my skin or feet. Under my feet. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I don't.
That's the one.
I love that song.
I wrote my own verse of money flows to me effortlessly. Money flows to me effortlessly. Money flows to me every day. Then you go, you know, you repeat that. And then I wrote another verse. What was it? Oh, I never can remember. I'm successful, happy, and free. All that's mine now flows to me.
I think we need that song.
Well, and you can write, you know, whatever verse you want, you know, whatever you want to manifest. Maybe it's just peace in your heart, you know, whatever it is. And writing your little verse to whatever music makes you feel good. And, you know, singing that when it pops in your head throughout the day, it, you know, especially if the day is going sideways for whatever reason, you know, it pulls you back into that limitless, anything is possible. I have some, you know, feeling my empowerment, you know, that kind of thing. So, is that the boys, William and Mary?
I don't know where my mouse. Oh, I know what happened.
I think they're singing to us.
I can't mute right now.
Okay. Oh, there may be somebody at the door.
That's
her
probably
guys
why
are so cute.
Barking. I know they're adorable. Yeah. But that's a great idea, actually. I love that. And even just singing, because that's also something mm-hmm. that I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
As well. Like just it's actually, I was sitting in journaling on it last night because I was listening to some music and I was singing and I'm like, God, I really, you know, and at the time I was like, is this bringing me back to when I was younger? I think we talked about this a little bit, but like to remind me of this feeling, you know, because I don't think I've had that feeling since I was a kid of just mm-hmm. enjoying something for enjoyment's sake, not to make it anything or be anything or, you know, become anything, but just to enjoy it. Yeah. And now that we're talking about it, I'm like, well, maybe it wasn't. I mean, it might've been for the feeling, but maybe it's also telling me like, maybe singing is the thing. So maybe it's a dance mm-hmm. and thing party in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, music is really, really important. Back when I was just starting with my website and teaching and everything that I was doing, Fred and I were in Breckenridge, and we took a nap because it was raining, and I woke up early before he did, and I was thinking about, well, I was just talking to my guides, you know, and Jesus came in and told me that I was going to be writing books, and I was going to be teaching classes, and I was going to be recording meditations and all this stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And he goes, no, that's what you agreed to do when you came back here. And I was like, no, not doing it, you know, because it was scary. It was scary to think about doing that. And of course, back then there wasn't Zoom. I had to figure out how to do it another way, but it was, you know, because it was, my people were all over the world. They weren't, you know, I didn't know anybody in the town in Colorado Springs. So anyway, he talked me into it. Yeah. Okay. I would do this. And I remember I asked him, I said, well, can I be done with all this crappy stuff? You know, all the hurt and all the, you know, the pain of being human, you know. And he goes, well, that's up to you. Well, clearly I didn't take the memo seriously, because everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket. But anyway, later that night, we went to dinner, and I was telling Fred about it. And when I started telling him out loud, it got really scary again. And I was like, no, I can't do this. And when we went to bed, I couldn't sleep, and I'm laying there, and then I could hear John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High over and over and over again. And finally, I'm like, oh my God. I got up and I got a notebook and my journal, and I asked John, okay, what is it that you need to tell me so you'll just shut up? You know, I mean, because he just kept singing over and over and over again. And he said that before he started his career, his music career, that he and Jesus had a talk, and Jesus told him that his music was really important because music raises our vibration. And his music specifically would do that for people. And so he had to step to the plate and bring that music to the world, or the people who needed to hear his music wouldn't get to experience what they needed to experience through the music. And I said, didn't matter. It was scary. I wasn't doing it. So we kind of got into an argument about it, but long story short, it was, oh, there's, hey, oh my God. Looks like he's feeling better.
Got his stitches out and had it groove.
Oh, he looks great.
Hey, happy dog.
Yeah. Magic's asleep.
It's too cute. Oh.
Show that handsome face.
Oh my gosh, he's so handsome. Yeah. Now, Magic,
sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. Magic's asleep. He's asleep in my lap. But anyway, the music was very, very important. And, you know, it changes. You know, if we're having a bad day, we can listen to music that we love, and it helps to lift our vibration. So being able to sing and dance, or listen to music and dance, you know, it's a huge support tool to incorporate into what we're doing every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's mine. I just have to figure out what it is and for how long, but I'm going to do that, and I'm going to schedule it in.
Yeah. If we write it down in our, you know, in our scheduler, then we're more apt to do it than not. Gail, how have you done in, you know, since we met last week with doing your craft work in the mornings?
Oh, it's been lovely. 9 to 11.
Awesome. That is great.
In fact, let me show you one I finished today.
Oh my goodness.
That's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Does it say happy baby?
Was birthday.
That birthday.
And this is a wedding card.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Those are
Look at that.
gorgeous. Oh, I love that butterfly.
And then the inside
Oh
of the
my
wedding card.
gosh.
Wow. That's awesome.
Man, that's just pretty special. Well, since you're showing cards, I have to share the one that you sent to me. Hang on, Maggie. Oh.
Oh, magic. He's like, no. His face was clearly.
Gail sent me this card.
Oh my God, I love it.
She pulled magic off the Facebook or something, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I pulled him off Facebook.
And
Oh my
and put
gosh.
him in a snow globe.
I love that. Oh, look how cute he is.
And Gail, how long did it take for me to get this card?
6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, it got
Here.
lost in the mail somehow. And we had
I sent it Thanksgiving and it was way after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it was
February.
Or, yeah,
January,
or
February,
February maybe before I got it. It was kind of crazy. So, but it really worked out well because when I got it, I needed it. So Spirit was taking good care of me. Well, that's awesome. So having it in your schedule to take that time for yourself to make the cards really motivates you to do it at that time and nothing else interferes. Is that right?
Well, I mean, occasionally things do, but yeah.
Awesome. I don't know about you guys, but if I don't have it in my day timer for, you know, this is what I've got scheduled, next thing you know, I'm doing whatever, you know, I could be doing laundry or whatever, you know, instead of doing something that I really need to do for me.
Yeah. I think, and that's what I liked about that too, because I find that I'll make like a to-do list, but it's not necessarily in my calendar. And then I'll kind of pick and choose from the to-do list to do that day instead of, you know, scheduling it out. And yeah, I notice that, of course, I choose the things that I would rather do on the to-do list, you know, as opposed to just getting stuff actually done that needs to be done or putting it in any kind of a hierarchy order. And I also noticed that, you know, the to-do list is a lot of kind of busy work or things like that, as opposed to things that support me. So I like the idea of yeah, putting it in the calendar, like these are the things that we're going to do first thing, get you set up for the day, and then, you know, do the other things after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
so I really like that. So you guys helped me out a lot. Thank you for that call. That was very helpful.
Yay. Okay. So first has anything been coming up for you that we should talk about? Anything energetically? You know, we had all those solar flares over the weekend. And I don't know about you guys, but they wreaked havoc with my body. That was has been a little challenging at times. It's like my heart was beating really, really hard. And I could feel it, you know, I mean, I could feel it all over my body. And I wasn't alarmed because I suspected that that's what it was. And then I talked with Rachel, my friend in the UK, and she was having the same kind of experience. And I was really sorry that she was having that because it wasn't any fun. But I was also very relieved that, okay, somebody else I know is actually having this same kind of thing. And feeling, you know how when it's like you'll be just sitting there and in your ears will switch. You know, it's like you're getting this download or something. That's happened a lot. Did you guys have anything like that happen since last Friday?
Not too much for me. Like I've just noticed, like I got into an argument on Mother's Day with my mom's husband. So I think I was probably a little on edge that day and irritable, but there were a lot of other things that went on that I think kind of, I don't know, took precedence, took my energy. But I have definitely been feeling tired, more tired than usual, like over the weekend and then yesterday and today as well.
Yeah.
Kind of all week, just feeling a little more tired than usual, but no, not really any like heart issues. I do feel like I do get the like tinnitus or ringing sometimes. I have gotten that, but I feel like that happens to me occasionally anyway. So I don't know if it happened any more than usual. But like I said, I think I was just so kind of focused on, you know, the stuff that was going on with my mom and her husband and stuff. I wasn't really paying attention to myself.
What about you, Gail?
I'm kind of in a blur of what happened in the
Okay. Well, brain fog. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the symptoms.
Yeah.
So my I don't know if it was a solar flare, but there was a power of something or other, and my air conditioner stopped, and the thermostat stopped. And so it had an error code, so I called the helpline, and they were like, "Well, you've got this, you're in our whatever it is plan, so that a weekend call doesn't cost any more than a weekday call." So the guy said, "I might as well, you know, it's not going to cost any more for me to come out now Sunday night than Monday morning." And the error code he said he had to fix, well, by the time he got here, it had reset itself.
Oh my God.
And it was working, but he went through and checked everything anyway. So, but I think that might have had something to do with the solar flares.
That
Could
sounds like
be. Yeah. Electromagnetic things
Oh.
happening. I guess some radio signals failed. Might have been in Asia, and some electrical grids went offline. I don't know where those were. But I was just hearing about that.
Ooh, one
But
thing I just thought of as you were saying that, sorry to interrupt, but my mom actually got me a grounding mat.
oh,
Yeah. And so
great.
actually, I was using it because I arrived there on Thursday, you know, and so I was using it all weekend. So I wonder if that didn't kind of help me a little bit,
Yeah.
you know, stay grounded through that. Because I was sleeping, I put it on the foot of my bed. Sheets and then and just slept on it every night and had it plugged in so
Oh,
that I
that's
was getting
great.
a good amount of time on it, you know. And I definitely felt like I slept better, although I had some very strange dreams. Very
Oh,
strange. Yeah.
okay.
Not good either.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
For
you know.
the part where I thought I was gonna like I decided to kill my cat
Oh, no.
because I was so sad that at some point he was gonna die. Like weird dreams like that. Like I would never even think that. Like what? Why would that come up? So I did have some strange dreams too.
Wow. Well, if you can, ask your angels to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will benefit you during your waking hours. And if you forget before you go to sleep and you wake up and you've had a bad dream, it's not too late to ask and, you know, go back to sleep if you can. But, you know, where the angels had told me that, you know, we're still processing energy. And especially when we've set the intention to improve our lives and to be more aware of our energy, that, you know, things are going to come up when we're trying to sleep. We're, you know, because it's still processing, and we're releasing things that don't serve us anymore. And so a lot of times the dreams are just weird, or they might be a little scary. The first time I did the Game of Life Mastery program, we had a Facebook group that people actually participated in. No, they don't do that anymore. But, you know, everybody was writing about they were having all these bad dreams and weird dreams. And so I asked the angels, you know, well, why is this happening? Because everybody was experiencing it. And that's what they told me, that, you know, we had all set our intention to improve our lives, and so we were processing even more energy and thought processes and beliefs and things while we were sleeping, as we had been before. So and said, just say this, you know, ask us to help you.
Yeah, because that was horrible. I woke up just like, what was that?
Yeah.
It was just like, why would I even dream that? It was just really strange.
Yeah.
And there were some other ones too that I like don't really remember. That one was, you know, I remembered them at the time, but now they're kind of gone. That one was just so like wildly something that I would never do that it was just like, it really was stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. 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 That's uncomfortable for sure.
Oh yeah. And there were some graphic parts and I was just like, what the hell am I, what was going on? Oh, yeah. It was just really weird. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, the first thing I did was get up, grab tempo, and I did go back to bed. I was like, I would never do anything to you. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, we don't want him checking in and seeing that you're doing something awful to him.
No, exactly. I promise this. I don't know what that was.
Was he with you?
Yes, yes. He travels with me.
And how so, lovely.
Yeah, he came down there and so he was in the room and yeah, that was my first thing. I was like, no, I swear I would never. Cause just like you guys, you know, I wake up happy because, and I think you said this on the call last week, like, because I get to wake up to that adorable little face and, you know, that beautiful energy and hungry meows and ready to start the day. You know, and so it just, and it gets me going like, okay, cool. Let me go feed you. And, you know, so yeah, to have something like that, it was just like, what kind of weird twisted idea is that, that I would like get rid of him because one day he's going to die anyways. Like that's just insane thought behavior. It was really weird. So yeah. So there were weird dreams this weekend, but then I had the grounding mat. So maybe that did help with some of the like electromagnetic stuff not getting to me as much.
Yeah.
But other than that dream, my sleep has been much better. Like I still wake up occasionally, but I'm able to go right back to bed, which that's not always the case. A lot of times if I wake up, I can't go back to bed for hours. So I've definitely seen it improve that so far.
So do you, if you're working at a computer or something during the day, do you put the mat under your feet then? Or do you just sleep with it?
Yeah, I haven't. I've just been sleeping with it because it's just kind of a pain to like take it out, put it back every day, you know? So yeah. I figured, well, sleep that way. I'm getting like a good, you know, 7 to 8 hours of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I chose to do. But if I like it and I'm really, you know, seeing a difference, then I think I'll maybe spring for the sheets and then I can have the mat, you know, for my computer areas where I'm working and something like that. Yeah, I figured I would just try it out for a little while first and see how it affects me before, you know, because I know the sheets can be expensive and I'm not in the place right now for that. So
do you know what the brand is that your mat is?
Yes. What? Sun and Moon or Stars and Moon. If you give me a second, I'll go see.
Oh, okay.
I have not heard of those.
In the another group that I have, we've been talking about the grounding mats and wanting to get one.
Mm.
And so, you know, there's been research done and nobody's figured out which is the best one to get yet. One of the ladies, her daughter got one and then she bought her mom one. Earth and Moon. Okay.
Yeah. And it comes in this little thing. And what I liked about it too, and my mom got one, so it was like a 2-pack. So she got one for me and then she kept one because she got that knee surgery. So I thought it would be good. But what awesome. I liked about this one is it comes with a little bracelet too that's made out of the, I forget. It's the earth element. And then it also comes with a little tester so you can test and make sure that your outlet is grounded.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously, if your outlet's not grounded, then plugging the mat in isn't going to do anything for you. So right. I like that it came with the tester as well.
Did she get that through Amazon? Do you know?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, let me look it up real quick.
Yeah. And then when I turned it on the first night, like I put my feet on, I could kind of feel something. I don't know what, but
So
I was
it's
like,
rolled up like that. It doesn't unroll.
yeah, it rolls. This is just like its little holder case. So
Oh, okay.
you just open it up, and then the thing, it's on my bed right now, so it's not in here. But yeah, it's just a mat. It's maybe like,
Oh, is the bracelet lava rock?
yes, thank you, Lava Rock.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Like I would say maybe 4 foot across, 4 feet long, maybe, and maybe about 2.5 feet wide. And it's just
This
like black, kind of thin, and then
one
it
that
has
popped up is 35 by 24.
whatever that means.
Inches.
35 inches by 24 inches. So
Okay.
that's
Three by
almost 3 by 2.
2. Yeah. So it could be
Yeah.
that, but I know they had, like, when she told me she ordered, there was like a small, medium, large size. So you had options. And I'm not sure which one exactly she got, but it's a good size. And then it has a little thing you stick it on to the mat itself, like it plugs in. And then the other plug goes and plugs into the ground of your outlet. And it's
That's
pretty
cool.
long too. So, if you're running it like, along the side of the bed or something, like it stretches and it goes. It's so, yeah. So
Ballpark, what's the price range on those?
I think this one was like $35 or $40, somewhere in there. And I think, depending on the size, if you get the bigger
Right.
ones, they're more expensive. But yeah.
Maybe you should get yourself another small one for your computer.
Maybe. But yeah, I thought, let me give it like a month and just really try it and see if I see a difference. But like I said, right off the bat, I did feel a difference in the sleep. So I'm like, okay, well, that's right there. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I love that they have a tester because there's also a tester that you can get that you stand on the mat and hold the tester to, and it'll test whether you're actually grounding or not.
Yeah, it doesn't come with that one because, this is just to make sure that whatever outlet you're plugging it into is correctly grounded
Yeah.
for the function, so you don't get to know what is happening to yourself, because that would be really cool too. I saw that in the movie. I think you suggested it. The
Yeah,
Earthing movie.
the Earthing movie.
Yeah, where they had that. Yeah, and then he would like touch the computer, and then he would take his hand off, and then he would unground himself and try it. And that was pretty jaw-dropping.
Yeah. The one that Kim's daughter got her. I don't remember what the I don't remember what it was called, but her daughter had a tester that she got one for herself, and then she got one for her mom, and she also got a tester so she could test it to be sure. I was concerned of, even though my plugins all have the grounding spot, this house was built in the 70s, and I was a little concerned about, sticking something in there, what's gonna happen? So I really like that this one has that tester to be able to test that grounding part.
Yeah, me too.
So.
'Cause I agree. I think that, well, I know from just being in the music business that, when you're creating a studio and you're running all that machinery through your electrical outlets, we require clean power, because if not, it can burn up the board, or it can create sounds in the recordings, buzzes and static and stuff like that. So it's very important to have clean power. And I know that from working with the electrician, for so many years, that he would always come in, and clean power is different than grounded, but he would come in also and check sometimes and be like, well, this one's not even grounded, so make sure you don't plug in any guitars or anything into this outlet. So he would check around, and he'd be like, if you want me to fix it, I can, but obviously it would get expensive. So even just knowing that, and then he would swap out like the little light socket to a different color. So you would know which ones were the clean power versus which ones weren't. And then we would mark the grounded, ungrounded. Because again, a lot of times you're in a studio that's been here for years, right? It was built in the 70s or before. So some of those outlets just aren't grounded anymore, or maybe they never were, you know? So I thought that was important to check that too. And my apartment building too is, I think it was built in like the 70s or 80s. So I wanted to make sure, you know, that I was, because it's like, well, there's no point in grounding if the ground isn't ground.
Exactly. If it doesn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
But I know I'll plug something in and it just falls out of the wall, you know?
Oh, wow.
And even if I keep adjusting the plug, it'll just fall out of the wall. And I used to really get unnerved about it. It's awful to get used to it. So now it doesn't bother me, you know, because it can't be good. It can't be good.
As long as there's not fire starting.
Well, but I was making, steamed broccoli in a steamer, and you know, the little timer thing was working because it was just like, you know, one of those wind up timers that was on the steamer, but it came out of the plug enough that it wasn't getting hot, and the timer went off, and it was like, well, this is raw. It wasn't even cooked. Well, this isn't even hot. Well, oh my gosh, the plug in's only halfway in the plug. You know, so then you got to prop something up against.
Yeah, but you know, you got to love those things about older houses. I mean, look, the way I look at it is I actually prefer older buildings. I just think they have more character versus the new ones. So it's like, yeah, you can have a brand new place and everything might work perfectly, but it just feels kind of like stale or something, you know? Whereas I do feel like there's character in these older houses, and yeah, maybe you have to deal with some of this stuff, but it's part of the character, right? And you get like the beautiful wood, or you get the crown molding, or you know what I mean? Features that you wouldn't normally get in a newer home or a newer apartment. So it's like, yeah, I'll take those features over, you know, a newer place. Like I have these little built-in shelves in between like my dining area and my kitchen that I love, and I just have knickknacks and stuff in them, but you know, in a brand new apartment you wouldn't have that.
Yeah,
you know, they're just so like, so I like those little things.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing the grounding mat with us.
Absolutely, that's great. So far I'm thumbs up. Okay. For sending me the Earthing movie, which taught me about, I even made my mom watch it. I was like, you need to sit down and watch this.
Well, I was kind of surprised. I had told my brother that we took the chairs down by the lake, and because I have a little bitty patch of grass down there, and we took some chairs down there. I said, I'm gonna earth while we're just sitting here talking, you know. And so we went down there, and I was really surprised. He took his boots and socks off, and he was earthing too. So that was a surprise, because I didn't think he was going to do that, but he did. So that was cool.
That is cool. If I had a patch of grass, I'd be on it. But
yeah,
unfortunately, Los Angeles living.
Yeah. Well, that's probably where I got the chigger bites, because I got a couple of chigger bites on my leg.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I do not like the critters. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It's
so how are you doing with writing in the journal pages?
Occasionally. I mean, some, which is better than not.
Okay. Right?
Yes, absolutely better than not.
So are you finding when you're writing and then like in the evening, even if you didn't do the morning, if you do the evening and you go back and look at, okay, how did I use my power today? Did anything come up that I was able to use my power? I mean, like your experience over the weekend, Rachel, you know, with getting upset with your mom's husband, you know, you could, when you look back at your day, well, did I use my power where this was concerned? Or did I go down the rabbit hole of being aggravated? You know, I mean, how did I use my power today?
Yeah.
So Did you find, did you write that evening and go back and look at that?
I did not write that evening, but I have been writing in it. It's just at my mom's, it's a little tough because just it's not my usual schedule. So no, I missed probably, I think I wrote once or maybe twice while I was down there, but not every night. But when I'm home, I'm pretty much writing in it every day, both morning and night. And yeah, with the power thing, I definitely feel like when something comes up, yes, I see it, I write about it, or I try to understand it better if I'm not quite sure, you know, or if I think I, like you said, went down a rabbit hole. But there are some times where nothing happens. So in those cases, and that's a question I wanted to ask, and it actually, I thought about it when I was listening to the call from last week too. In those cases when, like, say, you know, just I've had an uneventful day, what would you write in that area where, you know, I didn't come into contact with anybody. I did all the things I said I was going to do. I, you know, feel great. Like then.
Well, then if you, I would look back and say, okay, did I maintain my love vibration? And okay, if you did, then that's a, that's cause for celebration, you know. And how did you maintain it? You know, how did I sustain this? Well, I didn't talk to anybody else. I didn't look at any emails. I didn't go on social media.
I didn't
check the news. I hibernated, you know.
And not interacting with anyone.
No engagement with anybody else. And if that's the case, then, you know, you make note of that. Well, when I'm on my own, I'm extremely powerful. So where is my weak spot? Is it seeing something on the news? Is it engaging with someone? Or maybe you didn't talk to anyone or you didn't engage with anything else, but maybe you felt fear energy, you know? And yeah, then you can look at, okay, where did that even come from? But I think what the most important thing for us is checking throughout the day, checking in with ourselves to look at where, being more aware. What's my energy right now? You know, checking in every hour or two and what's my energy right now? When my brother was here, there were a couple of moments that were uncomfortable and awkward because he wants me to invite his wife to come with him here. And we're not friends. We're never going to be friends. And I'm sure she was putting the arm on him, but you know, I just got out of that where I have to felt like I had to people please and keep the peace by doing what somebody else wanted and not feeling safe in my own home. And I'm not going there anymore. So, you know, I had those feelings of being uncomfortable and then deciding, am I going to go down the rabbit hole of feeling guilty about this? And, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I could suck it up and let her come up here, you know, but then I'm going to have to cleanse and clear my whole house again, you know, because then you have that energy. So, you know, it's not just a simple, okay, let's do this. There's repercussions for that. And I'll be writing about in my weekly check-in is that I felt extremely empowered before he came. And then there were times when he was here that I didn't feel empowered and I felt like I felt like I was collateral damage again. Aww. To what somebody else wanted, but I didn't stay there. You know, I didn't stay there, but I recognized it. And if I hadn't recognized it, I'd have gone down that rabbit hole and I wouldn't be in a good place today.
Well, good you for know? You.
But it's recognizing. And so when you're reviewing your day, or if you didn't get to write, then, you know, because we do the weekly review, because there's a check-in for the week, you can go back and see, okay, well, you know, I felt triggered, you know, this happened. And so I felt triggered and it's not too late now to overcome the pain or the uncomfortable feelings of being triggered. You know, I can look at that situation and those people involved today and infuse all of that with love. Because when I go back to looking at being triggered, you know, when you're triggered, you're down here in the fear. And that's where I am, is down there. I don't want to be there. I want to be up here in the love vibration. So I can now infuse that situation and change all that energy and raise that energy up, you know, by infusing the people involved, the situation itself, forgiving myself for letting my thoughts go into guilt or shame or feeling like I got caught with my hand in the cookie jar. You know, whatever the feeling was of not being good enough, walking on eggshells, you know, looking back at that situation and transforming that energy, even though it's 3 or 4 days later, it's never too late. I mean, even if you go back to maybe when, you know, I could go back to when I first met her and didn't like her. You know, and infuse that with love. And there's nothing wrong with then every time that we met since then, you know, forgiving her for the behavior that she exhibited and forgiving myself for not standing up for myself or not saying something, whatever it was, you know, we can heal whatever is uncomfortable, because we want, when we're triggered, you want to heal that energy right then, right there, if you can. You don't want to wait a week or 2 weeks or the next time you get triggered.
Yeah.
We want to address it now. And, you know, as the observer, when we start observing that energy, it begins to lose its power. And it may be something that all we have to do is look at it and it's over and it's better. But we may have to look further and go, okay, this was nothing. You know, like there, you know, there'll be times that something will happen. And you know how it's like whatever happened was like getting a paper cut, but you react like an arm got severed. You know, it's like you lost an arm or a leg or something, because you just went, you know, you're wackadoodle because whatever it was triggered you so deeply. Those are the things that we really want to look at, because that's pulling out some kind of energy that we've buried that's really painful. And if we can look at it now and overcome that and transform that energy to love now, then chances are we're not going to be triggered by it again. And we're free of that.
Yeah. I had a weird little thing like that today, actually. I went to run some errands and I was turning left at a light that was green for me. And there was, of course, a crosswalk, but no one was in it as I was going to go left. But then just as I was about to turn, an older couple came, but not into the crosswalk, kind of diagonally, right? Like they, you know, they weren't doing it right. But I stopped anyways and was like, okay, let them go, you know? And then some other kid, and this is like in the UCLA area, and this area drives me insane because of all these younger kids. But this kid comes to cross and he's barely catching it. The cross, now it's turning, right? It's counting down. And he starts looking at me and pointing at the crosswalk sign. And like that kind of stuff drives me crazy. And I was thinking about it afterwards. I was like, why does that get under my skin? So that's a place like that where you're saying there's obviously something else under there. Why do I care about this dumb college kid who, you know, is acting the way a lot of dumb college kids did? I'm sure I did when I was a dumb college kid too, you know, thinking I knew everything and all of that, you know. Why am I letting it get to me? You know, why is it triggering me? So that's something I was, you know, planning to write about later tonight and really look at, because it's like something else is under there that I'm not seeing. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And chances are that once you look at it, you'll be able to see that, oh, wait, you know, that I understand what happened. It's never going to happen again. Or now that I know what happened, I can see where it, why does it even bother me today? You know, being able to look at the whole experience of whatever happened before, then when next time you're in that area and you're driving and maybe the same exact thing happens and you never even give it another thought, you know, you don't feel that resistance in your body that, oh, I don't like this.
Oh yeah. No, I wanted to hit him. it was more than just, I don't like this. I was like, I want to hit that little smug face of his. Like what? Oh. So there's something,
I don't know. That's intense.
Yeah, it's intense. And it's really in that place where it's all, because these college students in that area, and, you know, with all the stuff that's going on with Israel and Palestine, like, it just seems like they've gotten even worse with this idea that they know better than anyone else. Yet they're getting their information, you know, from social media. It's probably not even correct half the time. And, you know, everyone can believe what they want to believe, but that kind of, you know, entitled holier than thou attitude that a lot that you see a lot like on the news and stuff when they're talking about these things occurring. And a lot of it is happening here at UCLA and USD, USC. It's very frustrating to me. It really, really bothers me. And it does. It's deep. So it's like there's something deeper there because it can't just be the thing that I'm seeing. There must be something about that attitude or behavior that is triggering for me. I just don't know what it is yet. I haven't unearthed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really like I really want to just wake up.
Well, at least you didn't want to hit him with your car.
True. I didn't want to hit him with my car. I wanted to hit him with my hand. A non-lethal hit.
Slap some sense, right?
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. It just really upsets me that we can no longer have discussions when we have differing opinions. You know, there used to be a time where I could talk to people that had differing opinions from me and they didn't want to cancel me or hate me or start attacking me physically for it, you know, something that has nothing to do with it. Like there was a time where I felt like I could, especially when I lived in Europe, I noticed this a lot, where you could sit down and talk to people of all different nationalities and cultures and opinions, and everybody could state their own without anybody wanting to cancel the other person or, you know, tell them they were horrible or whatever. And yet that's where we've gotten to in our culture now, in our society. And it really bothers me. It gets me to the point where that's when I'm like, I just want to move to Mexico. Like, I just want to isolate because this is crazy. And I don't know how to be in it. I don't know how to be.
Well, you might practice infusing all of that with love.
Oh, because God.
It's very triggering for you. And you have a lot of emotion about it that's not comfortable for you. So, you know, you're engaging down here in less than love energy and being able to look at, you know, take one, because it sounds like, you know, it's a lot. So take one portion of it at a time and infuse that with love for, you know, with the intention of creating a higher outcome for yourself. Because, you know, we can't fix it for everybody else, but at least you can infuse it with love to open the way for a higher outcome where you're concerned. Okay. And ultimately, you know, that touches others because, you know, like we talked last night and Gail, you were in the deep dive program too, where we had the consciousness map. And, you know, love is at 500. I think enlightenment is 700, but above love is peace. And it might be gratitude. I don't remember, but there's four things at love and above. And I remember years ago, I don't remember who I was listening to, but they talked about being in the energy of love and above. And I thought, well, what's above love? You know, well, peace. I didn't think about that, you know. But when somebody lays it out like that, when we can be at that peaceful state, that poise that Florence talks about, when we can be there, you know, when we're shining our light consistently at that level of vibration, it overrides 10 million people at, what was it? It was 200 and below, but I don't remember. Oh, courage.
Was it courage?
I think it was courage. And you would have thought courage would have been higher, but it's not. Well, if you're exhibiting courage, it's because you've been afraid of something to be in courage, you know? So, okay. But it overwrites that negative energy and lifts it up. It opens the way to lift that up for that many people. That's exciting. But we have to be there and be able to sustain that.
Yeah.
So when we can infuse a situation and that all the people involved, you know, like all those college kids that get on your nerves, being able to infuse all of them with love, you know, sincerely from our hearts. You know, it's not, I have a friend that I used to tell her, well, did you infuse everybody with love? Oh yeah, she did. Well, she asked God to do it. And then she stayed mad. I was like, wait a minute. It doesn't work that way. You're the one that has to be infusing the love, because you're wanting to raise yourself out of the fear into a love vibration. And if you're asking God to do it and you're staying here, how does that help you?
No.
You know, I learned so much from people I work with that I didn't get the message across in a way that they could understand. You know, and she'd been with me for years, years. But, you know, finally it clicked for her that, you know, we're having a conversation and she's asking God to do it instead of doing it herself. And so it really wasn't benefiting her. And now, yeah, I know to use that example so that I can paint a clearer picture for what we want to do. But when we can raise our vibration and maintain it by checking in with ourselves, you know, that, and that's what I find with writing in my daily journal. If I don't, I get away from that daily check-in. Because when I'm writing in it, you know, I'm anchoring that down that I'm going to check in, because that's one of the last things. It might be the last thing on the upon waking page is I will check in with myself and be aware of where my energy is and course correct, you know, as necessary. And taking those deep breaths. I had gotten my vagus nerve to a point of where my body would crave a deep breath when I was just doing whatever. And I'd feel it. I'd have to take it and feel it in my body. And every time I would do that, it was like, oh my God, that feels so good. You know,
stop passing that around, Gail. Sorry.
Pardon?
So stop passing that around. I started yawning right now.
Sorry.
But then when I'm not writing in the journal and I'm not staying on top of my energy, like I know I need to for me, your brain in your body goes out of the training really fast.
Yeah.
It's really fast. And we don't want to let that happen. We want to keep building and building. And instead of, you know, checking in with ourselves in the morning and in the evening, only because we're writing in the journal, but we're checking in every couple of hours, you know, and making it a habit to check in, you know, every time you go to the bathroom or every time you go into the kitchen or every time you walk through a doorway, every time you stand up from sitting down, you know, making it a habit.
I like the doorway. I know
one thing for sure, especially if your body aches from sitting, say your feet ache or your legs or your hips, if you will take some deep breaths before you stand up, your body will not hurt as bad. Swear. Give it a try. I had plantar fasciitis in one of my feet, God, a few years ago. And I discovered that when I was sitting in the floor with Magic playing with him, I would hold my breath. Breathing shallowly, hold my breath while I'm sitting there playing. I mean, that's no good. And when I would try to get up, oh my God, my foot would hurt so bad. And even though it was better. And then I thought, well, I wonder what would happen if I took deep breaths. So I'd take deep breaths before I get up and it wouldn't even hurt. I could walk on it. But I had starved my body of vital oxygen, you know, my muscles. So when I would remember to take the deep breath before I stood up, even sitting here, if I've been sitting here for a few hours, and sometimes I do that and that's really bad. But taking that deep breath before you get up, the body just doesn't hurt as bad because you're putting all that oxygen back in there.
Yeah, I like the door idea because I do feel like if I go out to eat in the sun at lunchtime, I'll check in then. But if I don't do that, then I'm not checking in that often during the day. I did just recently, though, add to my phone, like I have reminders, you know, that come through. And one of them that I've had running for a long time is like, just, you know, am I being intentional in this moment? Like, check in right now. But I updated it for the check-ins of like the energy. And then another one, I added another one that just said, like, I expect, you know, I receive windfalls of money easily and effortlessly. Just to start, and I have it coming through like multiple times throughout the day because
you know,
I might not catch it every time it comes through. So I was like, just have it come through like multiple times throughout the day. So that's something that I did for my schedule too, of just like, here's a little, you know, remember to remember.
Yeah. And using our chaos flush, you know, when we get aggravated or annoyed. Over the weekend when you got disturbed with your mom's husband, did you use your chaos flush?
Oh, I totally did not.
It's not to, if you, when you think about him, if you start feeling that anxiety or uncomfortable energy, use your chaos flush, you know, and you'll find, I don't know, I find the more upset I am, the more I feel it leaving. And then I feel so much better. If I'm only mildly upset, then I may not feel anything, but next thing I know, I actually feel better.
Right.
And, you know, I forget too, because when Rick left yesterday, I was a little aggravated with him. I didn't use my chaos flush. Oh no. I marched around the house a little bit, being just totally pissed off. I don't know how it took me an hour or two. I was like, but I started looking at the energy, you know, looking at the energy. Okay, why am I triggered so much? Why am I feeling like this? And then remember, oh, let me use the chaos flush. And then I can look at this some more and really transform that energy. You know, it's remembering. We have to remember. And yeah. Oh, Gail, did you find your sticky note?
Yep, it's right there.
I think I need to put it on my forehead, Gail. Because
well, the mirror in the bathroom works pretty well. This isn't big enough that I see it. Obviously, it needs to be more contrast and bigger letters.
I might put it on my bathroom mirror. I think that's a good idea.
You have to keep moving it around because it becomes part of the furniture.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I had the plumber guy came, I don't remember. Oh, the regulator broke on my, my water. Anyway, the plumber had to come. And I had told him that when I flushed the toilet, it sounded different when the water came. First, I flushed the toilet. I turned the water on for the sink to wash my hands and brush my teeth and all that stuff, getting ready for bed. And I heard thunk. And then I lost all water pressure. And I thought, oh, man, this has got to be bad, you know. And then a little bit later, when I flushed the toilet, it flushed okay. And I could hear water. And it sounded different than it did before. So anyway, when I told the landlord that, when the plumber guy came, then he's like, well, I heard that something about a bathroom. He needed to look at the bathroom. He fixed the regulator, which is downstairs. It's not in the bathroom, but he insisted on seeing the bathroom. I've got all these sticky notes all over the mirror, you know, for my fulfilled square of life and money and business and relationships. You know, I've got all these sticky notes all, and you know, they've been up there so long, I don't even see them anymore. So when he's in there trying to figure out, you know, how things are working, it was 2 days later I realized that he's standing there with all my sticky notes all over my bathroom mirror. He didn't ask me what they meant. So that was all good. But, you know.
Well, you said it needed two fixes. Did he have to come back?
He did have to come back because when he put the new regulator in, he didn't get the O-ring in there right. And so water was just streaming out of it. I go downstairs. he's been gone for a couple hours. I go downstairs, there's water everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, this can't happen because it's so freaking humid here. You know, I can't have water down there. Thank goodness there's a dehumidifier down there. So I put a bucket under and reached out to the landlord and called the company. And he was here first thing and fixed it. But he also, because, you know, this is a really old house and there's hair in the sink that I couldn't get out, and I couldn't get the stopper thingy to get it come out. He fixed that for me. He took all of that out. And that's so far beyond gross. I was really relieved. I got out what I could, and you know, there's a reason I have little dogs. I cannot pick up poo from big dogs. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, being able to look at the energy and shift the energy is, that's what helps us to maintain where we need to be.
Yeah. And I feel like it's so on autopilot where we just keep going with our day, right? Like, mm-hmm. which is why we forget to use it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I just got angry and, you know, upset or whatever. And then it's like, oh, just on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's exactly what we do.
That's still there because mm-hmm. we haven't done anything with it. So that energy, even though it, maybe you're not feeling it as intensely and, you know, an hour later, say, or 2 hours later or the next day or whatever, but it's still there.
Because, and that's why the evening journaling page is so important, because you can go back and look at your day, because otherwise we're not going to do that either.
No.
You know, but to be able to look at your day and go, okay, what stood out for me? You know, what happened during my day that stood out for me? And was it good or was it uncomfortable? You know, what was it? And then, okay, well, I used my power like this, and so I didn't have to do anything else. I was aware of my energy throughout the day, or I need to work at that more. But, you know, as you write it down, especially if you something came up that you didn't address, and now I'm addressing it and I'm infusing this with love. I mean, I've even found that just writing out, I'm infusing this with love now. This happened, and now I'm infusing this with love. Just the act of writing it out starts that shift in energy. It starts. I was really surprised at that, and pleasantly surprised, because that was exciting to I'm thinking about it, but now I'm writing it down, because thinking about it didn't change anything. But when I started writing it down, I felt the shift starting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I go into a meditation too. Like, you know, after I journal, and then I'll meditate before I go to sleep. And so then mm-hmm. that's a perfect time, right? To mm-hmm. become mm-hmm. clear on it. So now you can kind of go further into that if that's what was up for you that day.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll find too that the more you're writing in the journal, the more you're just being more aware throughout the day. You know, you're anchoring that this is what I'm doing, and it starts to become a habit. And then, you know, you just get stronger and stronger at it. But like I said before, if you then you're not writing for a few days, I don't know about you, and maybe you ladies will be different, but for myself, it's like I have to engage that every day. Otherwise I start to lose it a little bit, and I lose it too fast. And I was like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, so figuring out where I'm weak, you know, where I need to shore up a little bit more.
Yeah. For me, it's the gratitude. Like if I don't do, like I used to hate gratitude practices, 'cause it just felt like, I don't know, bullshit kind of, you know, like I was just like, oh God, really? You know, like almost like I looked at it as a chore. But when I really got into it, and then it's like, once you start writing, I feel like, honestly, I would love, just a side note, in the journal page, if that section were larger, because what I
gratitude?
Find by the time I get the third one, like I'm just starting to get going. Like now all this other stuff is coming up, right? Like, oh, and even if they're small things, like, you know, but it's just like, it seems to flow now where it's like, it might be hard to start it. But once I get started, then it's like a bunch starts to come. And then I definitely notice when I'm not doing gratitude that I can feel my energy is lower, my vibration.
Well, maybe start writing your gratitude at the top of the page. Above
I'm like you. I'll write in the margins. Down the side.
So if you're using a red pen, it's pretty bloody all over the page.
Yes, but I you know, sometimes, some nights it's three and good, you know, but other nights it's like, I just want to keep going because it feels good. You know, and then, like I said, like other things start to come up that maybe I wouldn't have noticed right away, but that come up as I'm writing, and then, you know, and they get like a little juicier.
And
so I've noticed a couple times where I've been like, you know, I really wish this section was larger because I could keep going and I've run out of space, you know? So that would be, as far as like you had mentioned the feedback, that's the only thing I could think of that I was like, I would maybe like to be in gratitude longer. But that's just me. So I don't know.
I like that. You know what I could do maybe is add another blank page at the end of the week. In some way, I'll have to go see what I could do, but add another page so you could be writing on the page you're on, but then you can flip over a few more pages to this blank page and just continue on, you know, and do that so that it's there. You've got another full page that's just blank. I'm gonna make a note.
Yeah, that might be nice just to, exactly. Have when you are going, you know, you just get a rush of thoughts, that it would be nice to have more space, because it's not every time. But I would say there are good few times a week where it just keeps going. And I do really enjoy being in that vibration, like now, of gratitude. So it's interesting to me, like how I hated it so much, or found it to be, you know, a chore. Not with you, but I mean, like a long time ago, I used to feel that way about it. And now it's really become a tool that I really look forward to.
And that energy is so lovely to be in, to help you attract what you want. Yeah.
It's a state of being. We want to be in that state of being. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it also exciting. Because it, like, when it starts to flow and you do see like the littlest things, I also feel like then that transcends to the next day, like where I might be out doing something and then I am like, oh wow, look at that leaf, or you know what I mean, like notice the smallest thing and be grateful for it. So I feel like it brings more to you as well, like of the things that you start to find.
Yeah, and greater awareness.
Yeah, it makes your day-to-day become a little bit more magical.
I love that. Gosh, I love that.
Yeah,
you know, there's so much that we don't notice, you know, just don't notice. You know, even like here, when I take Magic for a walk, I don't know what this tree is, but the leaves are hearts.
Aww.
And when they're baby leaf parts, they're red. And as they get bigger, they turn green. And they're big. They're big leaves. And I don't know what they are, but it's so cool to be walking and see them. And it's like hearts, you know, love coming to us from Mother Nature on our walk. You know, I'm really grateful for that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I didn't notice it last year, but and all those trees were there last year. So I just didn't know what to wear.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you guys need support with tonight?
I would say for myself, I just find that there's a lot of like I was alluding to with the college kids, but I find that there's stuff that for me that's very deep. And even when I'm sitting with it, I don't think I'm getting to the root of it. Okay. Is there anything else I should be doing to try to, or is that just the process and I just... keep going and eventually I'll unearth it? Or because, well, yeah, sometimes, like I said, it seems I can feel that there's something down there, but I just can't quite touch it.
Okay. I do have a recorded program about following the breadcrumbs of energy.
Oh.
And it's not very, I think it's like 30 minutes long. And I will add it to our webpage, our empowerment webpage. And you can take a listen to that. And then we can discuss, you know, that if you need any help with it or, you know, the ins and outs of it. Sometimes, you know, like I say, sometimes when something, especially something that's been buried for years, you know, we may need to go all the way back to where it was birthed. You know, if it's, especially if it's something that just keeps coming up, keeps coming up, keeps coming up, and something that has convinced us that we're not good enough in some way or unworthy. You know, those are powerful thoughts and beliefs that we've buried, and chances are it's something that happened this lifetime as a child, because we buried it because we didn't know what else to do with it. We were children, you know, we were collateral damage of something that happened, or somebody did something to us directly, you know, and we buried it in order to just survive. So now we're being triggered by it, you know, about it. And it's painful. It's intense. The energy, the emotions that we feel are really intense. So we do want to look at that. And so I will post that. I'll let you know when it's on there. And you can go in and take a look. And then, like I say, if you have any questions about it, you know, or you need help doing it, you know, we can do it right here together.
Okay.
You know, and because we look at the energy and we, I'm sorry, what, Gail?
I could stand to review that also.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. Cause I do feel like there's like some kind of a block or something where I'm like hitting a spot and then I just can't seem to get like down further to really see the thing underneath. So awesome. I think that would be helpful because it almost gets to the point where not being able to get to it becomes now the issue, right? So it's like almost replaced itself with something else. And it's like, oh gosh, now I'm really twisting this up.
Yeah. Cool. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll add that. Gail, is there anything that you need help with?
I'm just focusing on how can I clear out the underbrush because I've got too much going on. And I had an invitation to get involved with another group that wants help. And I'm saying no.
Good for you.
Good for you. For I know now, it wasn't easy.
Not slamming the door, but just saying not with my current workload. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to be retired and enjoying yourself. And you're being pulled in so many different directions.
Yeah.
It's okay if that's what you want.
I've got to get rid of the stuff that doesn't serve me and is draining my energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and also why?
Pardon?
My question would also be why? Like, why are you saying yes to or keeping those things around if you feel like they're draining you? You know, there must be I would think that there is some reason. Like, it's draining your energy, but maybe it's also fulfilling something.
Well, a lot of the stuff that I'm dealing with was built up over the years. My husband was a semi-invalid, and we just couldn't deal with him. And so there's, you know, there's a decade of that I'm going through.
Oh, or wow. Not,
but yeah.
Or not.
I have made huge progress. It's just that there's so much left.
Wow.
Gil, do you, as you were talking, it just hit me that, you know, asking Michael and the angels to relieve some of that burden for you in whatever way they can do that. Have you tried asking them, you know, this is a lot for me and, you know, now I'm having to do it all by myself. Would you step in here and take some of this in whatever way is of my highest good, you know, something that really benefits me and doesn't hurt anybody else, you know? but to create a higher outcome for you so that you're not so bogged down. And, you know, I think, well, I know that human spirits still worry about us. And that's a, I can feel the worry about you from Michael, that he doesn't want you to have to struggle in any way. Things were difficult enough. You don't need difficulty and struggle now. So be asking them, because, you know, angels say the biggest complainer from the angels is that we don't ask for enough help. So ask them to get involved and move things and do whatever needs to be done to relieve you of these burdens.
That's really beautiful. I like that. Yeah. I'm going to start loading the angels up too.
There you go. There you go. Guys, more work. Ask them for help. That's the number one complaint, that we never ask for enough help. You know, back, did I tell you guys about finding a parking space when I took Jesse and her girlfriend to see the body parts? I don't remember what it was called. It was when they took the human body and all the muscles and tendons and stuff, and they made all these life, well, it was real humans, and they dried them. Did you guys not? Okay.
No. Well,
it came through Denver. It went through the United States. I don't know where it was from, but at the Denver History Museum, they put on this display, and you had to have you had to buy your tickets online in advance at a specific time. And if you weren't there, they didn't let you in. So I didn't know that. I thought we could just go and get tickets and go in. Well, the first time we went, we couldn't do that because I didn't get the tickets. Bless you, Gail. So there were millions of people there. I mean, like millions of people there. You could not find a parking place anywhere. So when I took the girls back home, I ordered tickets online and I asked the angels for a parking space in the History Museum's parking lot, not 6 blocks away. Okay. So day comes, I take the girls, we're going around the parking lot trying to find a parking space, can't find a parking space. So it's getting close to our time. So I took them up to the door. I said, okay, you guys just go in and I will join you when I find a parking place. They're seniors, thank God. Otherwise I'd have been scared to let them out the door, but because there were so many people. But they get out, I start pulling away from the curb, and 3 cars down, there's a car backing out. My parking space. I was shaken so bad, I couldn't hardly turn the car into the space. And as far as I was concerned, getting that parking space out of 6 million other cars that wanted it was way better than the event that we went in and looked at. And there were so many people, you couldn't even see the stuff inside. I mean, that's what was so crazy.
Wow.
But I took them anyway, but but yeah, getting that parking space, if I hadn't asked, it wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And so often as humans, we're so, I guess, just taught to white knuckle it and get through.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's being selfish to ask.
Mm-hmm. Also,
that programming is pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even more so for women, right? It's like, yeah. So, okay. I'm writing it down. I'm going to start asking the angels for more help. Okay. I don't do it enough. I definitely don't.
Awesome. Okay, Gail, you froze. Can you hear me?
I can.
There you are. Yeah. Okay. I've got
a, it's a little unstable.
Yeah, I've got a thunderstorm coming through too. I know you guys can't hear it because I have my mic turned way down, but it's raining pretty hard. That could interfere with my internet too. So, well, why don't we go ahead and complete before we get cut off?
Yeah.
technology. But this has been lovely. I think we've gone over a lot of things.
Yeah,
So,
I have a whole page of notes. So,
yeah. If anything comes up for you between now and next week, please reach out and, you know, just be incorporating everything that we've talked about. And, you know, I'll put the following the breadcrumbs of energy. I'll put that on. Also, I was going to put on the because of the solar flares, it's a really good time for manifestation, you know, really focusing. You want your energy to be as high as possible. I mean, just like yesterday when I got aggravated, being in that fear energy was really bad. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. We want to maintain our energy as high as possible, you know, singing and dancing and feeling really, really good. And I'm going to put the manifesting meditation for May. I think you guys might both have it, but I'll put it on that page so you'll have it. And oh, and the new chakra meditation where you're clearing the chakras. I'm going to put that on there too, if it's not already there, so that you have that too, because yes, that helps to also rewrite neural pathways of belief, because you're raising your vibration and clearing out the chakras. You know, you're getting rid of old energy. So that helps to rewrite neural pathways of belief too. So we want to incorporate that as many times a week as we possibly can. And we can talk more about that next week too. Okay.
Cool. I love
okay.
it.
Well, it's so awesome to see both of you. I love this group. I love it. Okay.
I think this is my favorite class I've taken from you.
Oh, really? Great. Great. Okay. Well, you guys have a lovely evening. I know, Gail, you got to put babies to feed. So. Okay, well, Same. Have a lovely week. And if you need anything, you know, please do reach out.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a lovely week.
Bye.
Bye.